Welcome to the All-in-One podcast for middle school language arts teachers. I'm Linda, and I've been a teacher for over 30 years. I can help you with tips, tricks, and motivation that will simplify your planning, streamline your teaching, and enjoy more free time. Well, hey there, it's Linda. If you're listening in real time, it's the beginning of December. This time of year is obviously so busy. It's truly amazing that we work the full month, well, at least we do in New Jersey, right up until the 23rd of December. We have so much going on in class and have to balance that with the 9 million things to do at home. It truly leaves you feeling frazzled and even worse, sometimes run down and sick. There is a way to make this a bit easier. I mean, I don't have a magic wand, but I do have many years of experience, and my biggest superpower as a teacher has always been that I have a solid plan, sometimes to a fault. And that's what I'd like to talk to you about today. Before we get into today's topic, I want to make sure that you know that I always have a couple of freebies that I mention in my podcast. Anything that I mention will be linked in the show notes along with any of the products that are related to what we talk about today. Okay, so let's dive on in. All right, let's set the stage here. It's December and you're a teacher. If these two things are true, I don't need to spend much time explaining why it is such a stressful time of year. You're busy at school and you're busy at home. The tasks never end. You feel like you're in a big race to the finish, and that race that just can't be won. Instead of stressing though, take a deep breath, grab a cup of coffee or tea or a glass of wine, no judgment here. And let's get started with some easy winter classroom ideas to not only survive December, but to crush it as well. So we're going to talk about planning first and foremost, because I feel that that is the key. Some winter classroom ideas, how to keep some of the activities on the fun and lighter side, holiday movies, holiday parties, holiday games, if you need that kind of thing. And then how to address the dreaded day back from winter break. Okay, so let's just talk about planning first. So getting through December in your classroom without a plan would be like going to the grocery store for a holiday dinner without a list. You are going to probably forget things, and then when you remember them, you're going to be really frazzled and really stressed. So you're going to feel so much more mentally settled if you have a plan of action. So here's what I recommend, and actually what I do. First, create a dual calendar. I make a really simple calendar online that I can also print. I color code what I'm doing in school with one color, and then I color code what I'm doing at home with a different color. So I keep it really, really brief. So at home, at school, I'm sorry, it might say something like reading centers, and then I would color code that, let's say, in red. And then at home, maybe I would write holiday cookie party and highlight that in green, okay? And then I write down any materials that I'll need for each. And again, just very, very brief, okay? You want to keep your calendar editable, which is why I really like to keep it on my Google Drive, because as you know, things are constantly popping up and changing during the month of December. I also add a to-do list there, so if there's anything like that I really need to do before that, like maybe I have to check in with my co-teacher about the reading centers, I'll just make a quick note for that. Then I peek at my calendar each day to make sure I have everything ready for that day and the following day. I would really caution you here to be very realistic and try not to cram in too much. Really, less is more when it comes to this kind of thing. I do have a free editable template. If you'd like a calendar that's already made for you for the month of December, I will link that in the show notes. Okay, so let's talk about some winter classroom ideas. So let's talk about some winter classroom ideas that are really going to, I think, help you out and to make your students more engaged and enjoy it a little bit more. So, believe it or not, middle school students really do still love to make gifts at this age level. With a busy curriculum and millions of things to do this month, it's a good idea to start early. If you're having your kids give a gift to a special person, here is what I recommend to make it doable. First, make sure it's independent, because you do not have time to help kids with every step of a craft or project. So keep it simple. And like I said, sometimes less is really more. You do want it to be meaningful. Having some sort of heartfelt writing component is a good way to accomplish this. Make sure that it only requires minimal supplies. Again, you don't need the headache of a complicated project. You don't need to be stopping at the craft store, having glitter all over your classroom. It's not worth it, and it doesn't make the gift any better. I would definitely do something that you can do little by little. Having a project that kids can work on just a bit at a time is helpful when you don't have a huge block to dedicate. It's also bonus points here if it provides some sort of learning. When a project has kids using some language arts skills, it's an added bonus. So one thing I do want to caution you though about with giving gifts is to make sure that you're sensitive, obviously, to any students in your class who may be going through some hard times in their family, and making sure that you're not just saying it's for mom or dad, but they could give it to a special person. And certainly I would say if a student wants to bow out of this one, I would definitely allow them to. I mean, I would encourage them to find somebody to give it to, but just to be aware of that. I have a couple of things in my TPT store that meet all of these components, and I will link them for you in the show notes. One of them is the kids make this little wreath, and there's a poem that they write for their special person, and it's really very sweet, and it's easy, independent, minimal supplies, the whole thing. Okay. All right, let's talk about December and keeping it fun and incorporating some more lighthearted and nicer, for the word nicer is probably not a good word, just something that's has a little bit more of a relaxed vibe to it. And like I say, if you can't beat them, join them. Kids and teachers also are naturally excited and wound up for the holidays. And it's hard to go along with the regular routine sometimes. Although you will obviously need to stick to your curriculum and get all of that stuff done, try to add in some fun. You can do this by perhaps ending your regular work 10 minutes early each day, if you can afford to do that. And they could work on a winter theme project or a holiday gift. Or maybe you could dedicate half of the period on Fridays to do that. So it's something that everybody's looking forward to. It's up to you, but it would really be a shame to miss out on incorporating some holiday cheer into your class. I have, a bunch of products that you can use in each category that I will link. And here are some ideas that you can incorporate really easily. One is to do some choice activities. As you're winding down before break, you will often need an activity at the ready for kids who finish early, because you don't want to jump into another unit and kids are finishing up and you want them to have something to work on. So having some sort of choice board will help, and I will link my winter choice board in the show notes. Seasonal writing. Kids will do much better with creative writing when it's guided. Just telling kids to write a story and giving them a few directions can feel more like a task than fun. But if you're giving them enough guidance, they will enjoy it. I have a write the room approach where they go to a station, roll the dice. If they, roll a one in the setting section, that might mean that they're story will take place at a school, and it gives them all different things like setting for time, the main character, and things like that. So it's very direct, and kids will have a good framework to begin writing their story. Games are always perfect. I have a bunch of ideas that I'm going to link in my show notes because there's a lot of different games that you can use for a party or any time this month, and I'm going to be talking about that a little bit more in a few moments. And then lastly, easy independent work. Okay, I mean, if you're not giving some kind of easy independent work now, then you never will. Using something like Boom Cards, if you haven't used them, they're amazing. They're self-grading, they're fun, they're interactive. They work well because you don't have to do anything else but attach it to their digital learning platform. And although I have some things that are meant for the end of the school year, you could easily use it for the end of the calendar year. I have some language arts independent work packets that are, they're not, drill oriented. They're kind of fun, but you really need things at the ready as kids are winding down. Okay. All right, let's shift gears here and talk about winter holiday parties, doing it the easy way. So, of course, first thing I want to mention is I would never call it a Christmas party. We have to include all of our students in this. So I would call it a winter holiday party, and it would be right before break. So some of you might work in a district where class parents take over a class party and you just have to show up. And if that's you, that's great for you. That was not me. It was at one time, and then our class parents decided to bow out at the middle school level. And I felt bad. Our kids are 11 years old. Why shouldn't they have a little celebration? And that last day is always an early dismissal, and not doing something nice with them and for them did not sit well with me at all. Okay. And some of you might just work in a district that people are just unable to help out. So, like I said, I always felt it was important to provide a celebration for my kids. So here are some ideas if you're doing this without any outside help. The first thing, and I love this, is a potluck. I created a sign-up sheet for my homeroom because I did my party with my homeroom, and I put things on there. I kept it really, basic, like cookies or paper goods or mini bagels, cream cheese. I always provided the hot chocolate. I just brought in my coffee urn, filled it with water, and used instant hot chocolate, and they loved it. The kids did the setup for the party, and I let them set the desks up the way they wanted. We played music and a game, and I'll talk about some games in a moment. I love this style of party. I just love a good potluck because everybody's doing their best to bring things in. I would assign a couple of kids that were really responsible. I'm like, make sure you text your group of kids to remind them and, to check with your parents. I would send home an email saying what we were doing so everybody was aware. And of course, being sensitive to the kids who can't bring something in or forget to bring something in. You just try to gloss over it, or maybe if you want to pick up like some holiday lollipops at the dollar store, and you could say that that child, brought that in, or you have to be creative there. Another easy way to do this, if you don't have a dedicated time for a party, is just a BYOS, which is bring your own snack. Kids can just bring in a snack for the time that you have them in your language arts block. I would suggest, though, if you can, grab a big bag of popcorn for those who forget. Then in class, you can either play a game or watch a movie, and we'll talk about both of those in a moment. And music. Music is just an easy way to make it feel festive, right? I mean, there are endless holiday playlists on YouTube and Spotify that will provide a festive air for your celebration, and I will link the one that I used in my show notes. Okay, so let's talk about holiday movies. And the possibilities are endless with feature-length movies like Elf, The Santa Claus, Home Alone, The Grinch, The Nightmare Before Christmas. If that's something you want to watch like a little bit at a time throughout the month of December, obviously you would have to do that if you're a movie of that length if you have more than one day, in my opinion. but there's some that are 30 minutes long, and some of them you're going to think, wow, that's pretty juvenile for middle school, but the kids really love them, and they provide that much-needed feeling of nostalgia and tradition. And I know as an adult, I still love these movies. So the original Grinch Who Stole Christmas, A Charlie Brown Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. You can most likely find these on YouTube. And you can also, you know, right now hang up a movie suggestion list and have kids fill in some ideas and maybe take a vote. You could do it that way as well. And although you can certainly just watch a movie and enjoy, some teachers find it helpful to have kids fill something out to keep them focused. I have a really good freebie for this, and it's so, so simple, and that's one of the reasons that it's free. But it's called It Says I Say, and it's a note-taking strategy, but it's just a really easy but focused way for kids to take just a few notes while giving their own thoughts. So maybe when it says for the It Says part, you want the kids to write down something that the character says or the narrator says, and then they would respond like with an I wonder, this reminds me of. So it gets them to reflect a little bit on some different things, and it's just a way to kind of keep them focused. Okay, games. I love games. I'm a game person. I came from a game family. We had game nights, and I know that games are a way to bring people together. So they are a perfect addition to your holiday party, or just something fun in and of themselves to have at the ready that you could do on the fly when you find yourself with extra time in December. Here are some that my kids have loved. One of them is called Disappearing Snowman. This is just like the game of Hangman, except for you draw a snowman, and each time a kid gets a letter incorrect, you erase a component of the snowman. And then you obviously want to keep your words winter or holiday themed. Again, be careful not to go too heavy just on Christmas. If you teach in a public school, make sure you include everybody. The next one is fun if you like this kind of thing, the snowball race. You put kids into teams of 3 to 5, and each team gets a set of chopsticks, a pile of cotton balls, and a bowl. So they pick a teammate to go first, and they have to put as many cotton balls or snowballs into the bowl. And you set a timer for a minute or two, and at random intervals, you just call switch, and the kids give another person on their team a chance. So the group who collects the most snowballs after the timer goes off would win. And you could play different rounds and switch teams, and they just really like this kind of thing. Another one, Scattergories. I love Scattergories. It's a beloved game and kids love it. You put them into groups, you give them a category like winter activities, and you assign a letter. And you don't need fancy, the fancy actual game. You can just use the random letter generator. I'll attach that as well. It's just something that, you click and it gives you a letter. And then kids come up with as many words for this category as possible and earn a point if nobody else has it on their list. So you want to put them into teams for that. Another one, 10 questions. My kids love this one. You tape a holiday theme word on a student's back so they can't see it. Or you don't have to always do holiday theme. You could do, obviously winter theme, or you could just do pop culture to get them, more into things that they like right now. And so they would stand up and show the class by putting their back to the class because it's taped to their back. And then the student would ask 10 yes or no questions. For example, is it a person? And then they would say yes or no. Is it something you eat? Yes or no. And they get 10 questions and then they try to guess it. And then obviously karaoke. You can't go wrong with karaoke. There's so many great kids' holiday karaoke's out there on YouTube for you to project. I will definitely attach one. You could put them into pairs or let them do a solo, and you can make it competitive or just for fun. I have a system in my class with lottery tickets where kids get a lottery ticket for something good, and then there's a drawing at the end of the marking period and I give out a small prize. So you could give out tickets as a prize for that. And finally, so you've gone on your vacation, you're in heaven, right? You're home, you're taking in all that holiday joy, hopefully, and enjoying yourself. And now it's the day that you come back. And if there is one day you want to be prepared for, it is that day. It is a rough one. I think it's harder than the first day of school because kids literally come back like they have never been in your classroom before. And your expectations are that they should know what to do. And everybody just needs a chance to ease into it, you included. So you want to have something easy, but when I say easy, I don't mean babyish or just busy work. I mean something meaningful and fun. And you want to have it ready before you go so you can just put things on their desk and they can get right to work. I have a couple of different things for you. I have in my store, I have a New Year's color code that focuses on goal setting. I have a Jamboard if you want your kids to have a discussion. And I have a New Year's flip book where they create this little booklet that you just print out. It's so easy on your end. It's meaningful on their end. And it will buy you some time and let kids ease into the new year successfully. Okay, so that's it. We talked about planning, winter classroom ideas, keeping activities on the fun and lighter side, movies, parties, games, and the day back from winter break. Be sure to tune in next week when we'll be starting a mini-series on teaching different aspects of reading that all kids need. I'm going to start with teaching plot line. It will be chock full of practical ideas, so you don't want to miss it. Before you go, I want to take a moment to cordially invite you to join my Facebook group. It's so brand new, but the teachers who joined are so kind and they're very engaged. We have a no negativity, not a negativity, but towards each other. You're certainly welcome to vent your frustrations here, but it's definitely a positive space for people. So I would love for you to join, and I'll be sure to link that in my show notes as well. I hope this information was helpful. Be sure to check the links that I mentioned in the show notes. My email is available there as well in case you have questions or comments. You can also DM me on Instagram at allinonemiddleschool. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode.